Today is Sunday, June 23rd, 2019, and this...
What's this?
Open it.
Wow, it's a flight to Las Vegas.
Well, I thought it might be fun to get away for a couple days.
It's 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 696.
Las Vegas!
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you? Are you going to be okay?
I'm going to be fine.
Okay.
I just took a drink of water and then proceeded to spray it everywhere. It was beautiful.
Better before the show than during.
Mm-hmm.
For us. Not so much for our listeners. I think they would have been entertained by that.
I think they would have.
All right. Sorry you guys missed that. Welcome to our show. We're going to talk about some Vegas news. We got a bunch of phone calls. Yippee skippy.
Don't say that ever.
We're off to a fun start today. Is there anything else you'd like me to avoid saying?
I'll let you know.
Okay.
Anything you'd like me to avoid saying?
Please don't say the word snickerdoodle around me.
Okay.
I also object to fur babies.
Oh, God, yes.
And that's it for right now.
Why do you hate snickerdoodles?
Ugh.
But they're delicious.
They're
cinnamony
delicious,
cookie.
But just, it's a dumb word.
Okay.
Anything doodle.
Fluffernutter?
That's another one. Anything doodle. The Labradoodle breed, pseudo breed.
Mm-hmm.
Quit saying that. That's not a thing. It's a fucking mutt. It's an intentional mutt, but it's a mutt. It's a mixed breed. It's a mutt. Okay. We're off to a good start here. Let's get into some fun. Before we jump into Vegas news, I want to remind everyone this podcast is listener-supported by amazing Patreon patrons, including Ken Rao, probably Roe. What do you think? Let's go with Roe.
I'm going to say Roe.
Ken Rao, Meg Griffin, Brian Dietz, CJ Holman, Matt Lawson, Colby, and Adam Campbell. Thank you to these and all of our Patreon patrons. We've had quite an influx lately as a result of the... changes that I made recently and the new stuff I introduced. We've got our new pins going out in a few weeks. I've begun stuffing envelopes in advance of getting those sent out in July. You've got a little bit of time. Of course, as I mentioned, the last few weeks, we're doing a bonus offer right now. If you join at the $10 level, in addition to the new neon casino pin, the enamel pin, you also will get a bonus MF'er pin commemorating one of the great catchphrases from my co-host and lovely wife on this podcast. So that's through the end of June, and we've got all kinds of other stuff too. I just got a bunch of videos from my April trip prepped and queued up, so those will be going up. We've got another it seems, you know what, the videos that have been most popular,
just which ones?
Like just strolls, like walking along. So the last one, one I posted a week or two ago, was just of the Link Promenade and just looking around. And I didn't put any music over that one. I just left it so that it's like the sounds
of Vegas.
What's going on. And I just got another one similar.
Did you make commentary?
Not really, no. Oh. No, I generally don't on the videos. There's a couple where I have, but most of them I'm just like let you take in the ambience. Of whatever. So anyway, I've got that. I've got a sweet tour queued up. And anyway, some fun stuff. So if you want to know what this is all about, if you want to support the show on an ongoing monthly basis and get some bonus content as our way of saying thank you, you can visit patreon.com/500. We do appreciate all the support from you guys. You're amazing.
Yep.
And I hope you guys like the pins. It's going to be fun for you guys to collect those, I think.
It'll be fun to see who's wearing them at the summit.
Yeah, I think... some people will wear them. Some people will want to make sure that they preserve them in pristine condition and will not let them leave their homes.
I have a denim jacket that's just going to be...
Are you going to slather it? That's
with not the flair. Right
word. We, like the pins that we've collected, like the music pins and stuff.
Those will be staying at home.
I was going to say, those haven't really...
Those are in a sealed collector's case.
Lucite case for all of time. All right, well...
But the Vegas ones, I think I'm going to make a little collage of flair on a denim jacket and sport that.
All right. Well, we have that to look forward to. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're already planning. So, yeah, I suppose
I'm already planning my wardrobe for this.
We haven't really mentioned the summit much, but, yeah, we're doing this live event, as we've done from time to time, in October. If you want details, we'll be announcing things as they are ready to be announced. We don't have a lot right now, but
it's only 4 months away.
I know. It's going to be the weekend of October 11th at the D Las Vegas. We'll be doing our podcast live. To keep up with all the details, follow Vegas Nerds on Twitter or visit VegasNerdsSociety.com. We will post things on our Facebook group as things are announced, and also we'll be talking about them here. So I know people are anxious to get things figured out, and we will let you know as soon as we have details pinned down. All right, Vegas news. We've got some things to talk about. Let's start off with some residencies. You may recall way back in 2013 and 14 at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace, one of the many resident performers there was country superstar Shania Twain. She is returning to Las Vegas.
Are you about to sing Man, I Feel Like a Woman?
I don't think that would be a fitting song for me, and I don't know the lyrics.
Okay.
I don't have any of her songs queued up because this is a repeat, and we generally don't do the whole musical thing for repeats. Otherwise, we'd be doing Santana songs every 6 months. So... she's returning, but she's not coming back to the Coliseum. She is moving over to Planet Hollywood's Zappos Theater. Her new show is called Let's Go, the Vegas Residency. And dates that have already been announced and are on sale include December, March, May, and June. She's doing 23 shows within that time. Tickets are $80 and up, plus Ticketmaster fees. Realistically, for most tickets, you'll probably pay... a lot of them are in the 1 to 2 range plus fees.
1 to 200, you mean?
Yeah. Yes, the 100 to 200. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to be, like, she's got all kinds of, down in front, I don't know if she's doing general admission or how it works, but there are several, I don't think so, because there are several different, like, gold circle, silver circle, different stuff right in front. So she has a lot of VIP options. So if you're a fan of hers, good news for you. Lady Gaga has extended her residency, which is not a surprise. She's been saying a lot during her residency that she would be around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we saw her, she said she'd be doing at least 2, maybe 3 years.
Yeah.
And I know there's been video recently of her saying she's sticking around for 2 more years. They'll be announcing those shows in chunks. They're not going to announce her entire, you know, multi-year run at one time. They just announced 7 new Enigma shows and 5 new jazz and piano shows. Those are in December and May. I think there's one in April 30th, one at the end of April, but otherwise December and May. There's already a fan club presale, and that started, you know, so a lot of tickets are already gone. Here's the thing. There's been some discussion on the Facebook group about this. This is probably the highest demand Vegas residency in possibly since we've been doing the show.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Tickets are selling out very quickly for this, and they're expensive to start with.
Mm-hmm.
So there have been some people who are like dismayed when they go on to Ticketmaster, like, you know, a month or two before their trip, and they see that all that's left are VIP tickets for $1,000 or $2,000,
right,
which are like package deals with meet and greets and things like that. If you're not used to buying high demand concert tickets, it's probably shocking to you.
Mm-hmm.
But this,
and also Vegas shows are. They're already more expensive than...
Absolutely. They're already elevated.
The show in Shithole Amphitheater down the road.
Which specific town would you be referring to when you refer to Shithole Amphitheater?
I'm not referring to a specific town.
I would like to know. I would like you to get in trouble for once for referring to something as a shithole instead of me. Now somebody is going to be like, why are you calling my town's amphitheater shithole, even though we didn't refer to a specific one? Anyway, so here's some, I thought it might be helpful because there's some shock and dismay when people realize tickets are very expensive for this show, you know, when they're after the fact. So some suggestions for you, if you really want to see this show, be prepared the day they go on sale. Now for this latest batch, you're already a little bit late.
Mm-hmm.
There will be additional seats released on Friday when they have the regular on sale, but I'm guessing they probably put a pretty good chunk of them available for the pre-sale on Friday. And just because you, even if you get in on the pre-sale, you don't always get something. You know, they go in minutes a lot of times. So keep trying is one thing, especially with the pre-sales. When they first go on sale, if you pull something right away and it shows like not available, keep trying, because after a few minutes, there are people who may have pulled seats they don't want and they go back into the queue.
Or their credit cards, something gets...
Yeah. Some, there's some reason they go back.
Their computer decides to shut down on them and install a Windows update.
Yeah. Keep trying for a while when there's an on sale. You can't be leisurely about such things. So, you know, the one thing is for Gaga, even if you don't want this batch, but you know you might want future shows, sign up for her mailing list on her The Little Monsters fan club, which doesn't cost anything, because a day before or the day of ticket on sales, they'll send you a one-time code you can use. It's not like your generic password that they sometimes have, like a pre-sale password. This is unique to one person. You'll get that code, and then you have a better shot, at least, because you're getting in early. Again, there's no guarantees, but if you start the minute they go on sale, you've got a better shot.
Yep. I would like to impose a new rule on society.
I would love to hear this new rule. I have many.
You've heard this rule many times, and I'm sure people on the show know my feelings about this. But
okay,
if you go to this show,
yes,
do not talk during the show.
Yeah, like shut your cake hole, especially the jazz and piano one, which is quieter.
Yeah, I mean, like maybe an aside between songs, that's fine.
Yes,
but if you cannot shut your pie hole during the show, if you're talking through it like you're meeting an old friend for lunch to catch up on the last 30 years or whatever.
Meet at a casino bar instead.
Yes. If you're the one who is disrupting the show with your not very entertaining anecdotes, the person next to you gets to punch you in the throat.
Oh, I like that rule. I think that's fair. I
just
when
feel
you rage.
Like audiences are getting ruder and ruder.
It's getting harder to deal with it, too.
It's getting harder for me to leave my house and look forward to going to a show because of these assholes. Yep. So
I agree.
Yeah.
I wholeheartedly agree. It's not a time to catch up. It's not reunion time.
No.
When did people
sing along? Sing along. That is totally fine.
Respectful. Like, when did people start going to shows and not like paying attention to the show? I don't.
Well,
has it always been like that? It's gotten worse for
certain sure. Certain bands, like the Gear Daddies, have always been that way.
Drinking bands are worse. Like bands that have drinking songs,
mm-hmm.
or if they cater to a younger, like boozy audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
That
finally,
just gives me rage.
I get it.
So thank you for indulging.
Oh, always happy to indulge your anger. If you're not able to get tickets well in advance, your last ditch effort is day of show on StubHub or even through Ticketmaster resales. You might be able to get a last minute deal from somebody trying to at least get something for their tickets if they haven't been able to sell it at the inflated prices they've tried to. So a lot of times, like if you go to Ticketmaster, you know, a month before a show, like a Gaga show, you'll see a bunch of tickets available and the little dots on the seating chart are pink. That means that it's a resale thing. So they're going to be inflated. Mm-hmm. It's not at the regular price. And then, you know, VIP tickets, which are packages and often cost more. So if you're seeing crazy high, a lot of times that's why that's what's left. So anyway, again, these are just kind of general statements, different. I know somebody's going to say I went on right away and I wasn't able to. Yeah, that happens. Sometimes you're not able to get something even right away.
Yeah.
High demand shows.
Yep.
It's the nature of the beast. So there you go. I hope that helps.
But
somewhat.
If you want to go, go. It is a wonderful show. She
Great
is
show.
Entertaining and fantastic. And yeah.
And this is a very good lesson on supply and demand as well. The reason the prices are so high is because the market is paying it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, it happens if really high demand tours. I don't know what they're charging for, like, the Eagles are doing two or three shows at, I think it's MGM Grand Garden in the fall, and they're doing Hotel California in its entirety. So I think that's the only time.
And you're
time
planning a special trip
No,
out
I don't
for
give
that.
A shit about it at all, but it's... I'm guessing the tickets for that are crazy high because it's the only time they're doing that and, you know, their fans are going to want to go. That's why it doesn't make sense for them to charge $20, $50 for a ticket when they can get a lot. So I get, you know, people get upset about it, but economics 101, I guess. All right. So those are the residency updates. There's something kind of cool. Oh, we're going to have a call later on. One of the things that happened during the most recent batch of Gaga shows, her band leader is a really good friend of hers named Brian Newman. They've known each other forever. And super talented trumpet player and musician. He did a bunch of kind of after shows. They weren't necessarily, I don't know, I think they call them like late night jams or something. Anyway, he took over Nomad Bar 11 p.m. for about a dozen shows, and we have a call reporting on one of those. There are none scheduled now, but I'm guessing when Gaga comes back,
he'll do them again.
It'll probably be a thing. Yeah. But anyway, the cool thing about those shows is it was very much an old Vegas lounge vibe. Gaga showed up for some. Other musicians from in town showed up for some. It's kind of an old, almost Rat Packy kind of thing. You didn't know what you were going to get. Cool thing. So along a similar tip, I think a lot of people are looking for those lounge shows, like old-time lounge shows. And there are a few of them. I know that people have recommended like some bands that have played at Mandalay Bay that are kind of like lounge acts and things like that. But anyway, there's a guy named David Perico, and he's, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but he is a band leader who has several different versions of his band. He's got like a full, like 14-piece version and then a smaller one. And anyway, he's performed at a ton of Vegas venues. He does a regular gig at Cleopatra's Barge. He does shows at Paris's Cabaret Lounge. He has a 4-piece version of his band called Pop Retro, and this is kind of a cool little lounge thing, and there's no cover. It's free. They're going to be performing every Wednesday through Sunday, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. in the new comedy club at The Link, Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club. So if you, and then I guess they've got a comic Geechee guy who's going to be doing, probably emceeing and doing jokes in between. It's called Jazz and Jokes with Pop Retro. Cool thing, I think.
This
you
could
know?
Be fun.
The fact they're using that space during the day is a good thing, I think. More entertainment. And again, free lounge entertainment.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of curious to check this out. I think it's a neat thing. I hope that they're able to promote it enough that it brings in enough people who, obviously, they're trying to sell drinks. That's how they're going to make their money off of it. And then they can stick around. But it seems like a neat idea.
Do you know what kind of stuff they're doing? Are they doing modern stuff in a retro style?
Probably? I think his acts usually, especially for a show like this where they've got 3 hours to kill every day, a lot of times it looks like it's a combination. So if you've ever seen really any of the typical, when you think of Las Vegas lounge acts, if you've wandered by the lounge at Paris or something, you might hear, you know, the band covering Bruno Mars. You might hear them doing a Sinatra classic. It's kind of across the board.
Hotel California?
Maybe. A lot of times they're more upbeat songs because they like getting people to dance.
Yeah.
But so we'll see. I assume
American
that they're doing...
American Pie?
That would be a little long, I think, for... but who knows?
That would fill your 3 hours right there.
That would, yes. They just do American Pie and Stairway to Heaven back to back and then call it a day. I don't think that's probably it. So there you go. If anybody checks this out, we'd love to hear a review. Call it into the voicemail line if you would. There's a very popular restaurant.
702-866-9494.
Oh, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
There is a very popular restaurant that opened not long ago at Park MGM called Best Friend. And it's a Korean barbecue joint. It has gotten rave reviews from listeners of this particular show.
Unlike Guy Fieri's, which gets rant reviews.
Yes, it's a very different thing. They have a new option that I suspect will be very, very popular among the masses. It is it's an all-you-can-eat option. It's only on Monday nights, so one night a week, and it's for their meats and sides. They have 6 different barbecue meat options, including spicy pork, barbecue chicken, barbecue vegetable, barbecue shrimp. And they also have half-price sake and champagne as well. So Monday night, $65 might seem like a lot, but this is a, you know, I think for this type of restaurant to do an all-you-can-eat thing, that's probably a pretty reasonable price.
Yeah, and then you can sample a whole bunch of stuff, and then the next time you go, you could be like, I want this and this and this.
Yep. I would be up for this. This is a cool thing. I like that they're doing this, and I think it will be very popular. So hooray for Best Friend. I presume that Monday night maybe isn't their busiest night, and they thought, how can we boost business? And bravo to them for coming up with something like this. Obviously, All You Can Eat is not the most novel option, but at a restaurant like this, it kind of is.
Yeah.
I can't, you know, usually outside of your standard buffets, the All You Can Eat stuff usually isn't done at a more upscale restaurant like that. And this isn't like fine dining, but it's
do
a good place.
Do they bring it to you? Do you?
I'm not sure. I think I know that they have like a limit of 2 plates at a time. Okay. So I suspect they do bring it to you.
Okay.
That you can choose 2 different meats and they will bring that to you. And but
as opposed to
again,
a
if
buffet
any,
situation.
Yeah, I don't think it's a buffet situation. But if anybody does this, again, we'd love a report on this too. Not just on Best Friend, but on the All You Can Eat options. Give us a call. Let us know. Finally, it's always fun. We always enjoy these stories. And this was posted to the Facebook group this morning. When people have big ideas and think Las Vegas is the place to make my big idea happen, a lot of times, once in a while, you'll have a winner. Once in a while, it'll do really well. But most of the time, big, crazy ideas never go anywhere. And we like to talk about them anyway because they're amusing. So Steven posted on the Facebook group this morning. And thank you, Steven, for that. They're looking for investors and crowd funders. Well, I guess they're all investors, but I think they want big money investors as well as anybody who wants to chip in to contribute to an idea called Wipeout Las Vegas. This would be an obstacle course park based on the show Wipeout. So it's kind of like what's the show we watch all the time?
American Ninja Warrior.
It's kind of like a Ninja Warrior-esque
thing. I am surprised
that
they haven't set one of those up, considering the finals are always in Vegas.
They're doing that. I think they're filming them this week, too.
Yeah.
Over by near Luxor. It's off strip, but yeah.
There's a lot of liability there,
Well, that's
though.
The thing about this Wipeout thing, too. So the Wipeout thing is a little bit different in that they have like a lot of automated things that swing around and try to knock you off things into the pool.
And giant balls that you have to step on to get across a ravine or something.
They do have that exact thing in their renderings that they have put out. So yes, I don't know that I've ever watched the show Wipeout, but I've seen video
I've
of
seen
it.
Clips, yeah.
I can see that the concept might be popular. I have no idea whether or not there'd be enough interest among the general public in doing this to make it a success. I suspect this will never happen. I'm setting it at 7% chance of happening just because
people aren't lining up to paid to get punched in the groin by some inanimate object.
Exactly. It seems
I stole
like,
that from your show notes.
No, right that's there. Fine. It is very much like that's the whole reason you watch the show anyway, because somebody might take one in the nuts. But to want to take one in your own nuts, proverbial nuts, we have to be gender neutral. Lady nuts or man nuts.
In the groin.
Yes. To want to do that on your own is a different story.
D's nuts. Oh, we have to talk about that too.
About D's nuts. Mm-hmm. So the before we get to that, they're seeking investors and crowdfunders. Their Indiegogo campaign has something like 10,000. They've raised 10,000 out of. They want 200,000 just on that part of it. Only like 40 people have jumped on that. So I'm a little skeptical of whether this will go anywhere. I suspect they don't have any land lined up yet. It's you know,
a little sketchy.
Yeah. So that's the scoop. If you want to check it out, if you're interested in becoming an investor in Wipeout Las Vegas, it is totalwipeoutlv.com. They do have photos and a video and all that stuff. So we'll keep an eye on this if anything ever becomes of it, which I don't think it will.
How long has it been since the show's been on? Because there's that. Or is it still on?
I think
on?
A few years. I don't know. Oh, you mean since it went? I think it's still on. I think it's a syndicated thing, isn't it?
I don't know.
Like I said, I've never seen an entire episode. But
yeah, I just feel like American Ninja Warrior is more at the forefront of America's conscience.
Well,
now.
you raised the point. Now, there's a couple things here. I've got to imagine if you go to this, you're signing a 42-page waiver.
Uh-huh.
Or else, that's the only way that it would work. Because otherwise, their insurance would be so prohibitive. Like this, you watch that show and you see like people bending in ways they shouldn't bend. Like falling off of things and...
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be some major back trauma coming out of these obstacles.
Uh-huh.
I I've got to think it's an insurance nightmare. Well, that's why I don't think American Ninja Warrior, to open that up to the general public would be a nightmare too.
Yeah, first you have to be in really, really good shape.
Right. So anyway,
The
plans for this call for like 3 or 4 different obstacle courses. One would be more geared towards kids, and then a couple of them would be for adults, and they'd be a little longer, but I don't know.
All of them involve being smacked in the groin at one point.
At some point during it, you're probably going to get a shot to the groin. That is my guess.
Okay, so there was a story I saw
going off
on
topic
Twitter
now.
About a guy who was accused of feeding meth to a squirrel to make it aggressive. And the name of said squirrel was...
D's Nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And then it made Live PD last night as their crime of the week.
Yes. And the best part was hearing Tom Morris say, "Officers freed D's Nuts."
D's Nuts is always funny to me because I am a 12-year-old child. Mm-hmm. All right. Moving along. Auto slash, you'll save some cash. Yeah, you will. You guys made it really easy on me this week for our Auto Slash spot because you've been having such great experiences with Auto Slash. You've been sharing them with me, and I'm going to leave the promotions up to you. Starting with an email we received from Christine in New Jersey. Thank you for sending this our way, Christine. She said, "My husband and I had a trip planned for this weekend with a group of 6 plus our 2 dogs. We were planning to drive us and the dogs in our compact car while the rest of the group drove separately. Something came up with the other driver last minute, and we needed to rent an SUV to fit everyone and all the luggage. My husband sent me a link to an estimate from National for over $400. All I could hear in my head was, auto slash, you'll save some cash. I got a quote, and we were able to rent the same from the same location for only $145.
Hooray.
Fuck yeah. That makes me so happy. You saved big money. Yes, that is exactly what Auto Slash does. They save you money. They save you from having to find all the discount codes and things like that. They figure out the cheapest rate for you. It's fantastic. And in case for some reason you don't believe Christine, why would
you
not believe Christine? We have a call on this as well.
Calling with an unsolicited testimonial for Auto Slash. So I actually had to go back from home to Baltimore last weekend for a wedding. Bought a check on Auto Slash that got me not only a ridiculously good deal on a rental car, which is much cheaper than anywhere else I could find it, but after I checked out with that, it said, "Hey, do you need a hotel?" And I checked that as well, and it got me a really nice hotel for like half the price that I saw it anywhere else. So thank you, Auto Slash. Thank you to Michelle. Keep up there.
Awesome. Thank you, Strickland, for calling that in. So there you go. They're doing some hotel shit now too, apparently.
Hey.
Well, that is fantastic. So a lot of our listeners have been saving money on their cars. The other day, somebody posted on the Facebook group, "What is the car rental place again?" Because, you know, sometimes the jingle's not on a 24-hour loop in your head, which is surprising. But I'm glad that people are using it and supporting our sponsor. And if you are interested, if you have to rent a car, check out autoslash.com. They will do all the work for you. They make it really easy, and they save you some money. It's an awesome, awesome service. Thank you, Auto Slash. We heart you.
Yes, we do.
All right. Moving along to...
Do you remember?
I don't remember fucking anything, man.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Here's one. Going way back more than 10 years to April 2008, show number 161. Do you remember this? We never went to this. Venetian had a museum when it opened. It was the Guggenheim. The Guggenheim Hermitage Museum. It was open for about 7 years, and it closed in May 2008. There was a time, well, first of all, there was a time in Las Vegas where never would anyone have imagined that there would be multiple museums on the Las Vegas Strip. Any sort of high culture on the Strip? Mm-hmm. No, that would never work. And then, suddenly, well, it started with Bellagio.
It started Bellagio and their Museum of Fine Art.
Yep. There were actually 3 at one point. Mm-hmm. So there was the Bellagio. There was a fine arts museum at Wynn, Las Vegas, with much of their collection. And then there was the Guggenheim at Venetian. Steve-O closed up the Wynn Museum, although they still had a lot of the art, of course, and they still do around the property. But and then Guggenheim closed in 2008, and since then it's pretty much just been Bellagio, which seems to be doing just fine.
Mm-hmm.
They've been successful with their gallery, but so art remains. just in different form. Mm-hmm. I remember they had their big exhibit at Venetian for a long, long time was Art of the Motorcycle.
Oh, I remember that. I remember we probably have room keys with that.
Yeah, it's very possible. Yep. So there you go. It's a thing you may not remember, or maybe you do. It's no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, this segment of the show. All right. We've got some phone calls from you guys. Let's check them out.
Hey, it's Corey from Seattle. I'm calling. I'm downtown today. And, you know, whenever I'm downtown, I'm amongst all the freak show. I'm kind of like, what's the con going on in any kind of weird situation I witness? Because there's obviously always some kind of con going on everywhere. But I'm just leaving downtown Grand, and I see this woman of sketchy character hovering around the entrance, the exit to the hotel, where I see her go up to the to-go cup dispensers, takes out like a giant sleeve of to-go cups, runs outside, hands them off to another woman who's waiting, and she puts it under her shirt and walks away. We're talking like probably like 25 to 30 cups we've taken. Why? I mean, what are they planning on doing? I mean, you can't really sell those. I mean, I guess maybe you could be like, oh, I see you have a to-go drink you bought at the ABC store, so here, buy a cup for me for like a dollar. I don't know. Weird. Some of us are just playing a big party and they want to have like lots of cups to drink. That's probably it. Who am I kidding? All right. Vegas. Bye.
Any theories?
No.
Lemonade stand?
Sure.
Trying to keep their overhead low? I have no idea. That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. My head would explode trying to figure out all these things because you do see people doing some really wacky stuff and you got to wonder what the end game is for something like that. No clue. All right. We'll hear more from Corey a little later on. In the meantime.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Michelle. This is Kyle from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I'm just calling with a quick trip update. I'm out here with my wife. We're celebrating my 40th anniversary, our 10th anniversary. We're halfway through our trip. Spent three nights at the Golden Nugget. Really awesome hotel. Good pool. Very nice shark tank. Really like the ambience of it. And thought that the food there was excellent. And the chart house, the lobster bisque was fantastic. Also, went downtown, checked out Ghost Donkey. Thought that was excellent, the Cosmopolitan. And eatery, I know a lot of people are 50-50 on it. I'm kind of the same way. I think there's some good stuff. Also there's some stuff I think I could do without. Although, Best Friends is very delicious as well. All right, thanks, and I'll call back later with the rest of my trip. Bye.
All right, thank you for your call. We appreciate that. Oops. Moving along to our next caller, please.
Hey, 500, J.R. Swift, just back from a trip to Las Vegas last Wednesday. Had a great time. Finally hit the Aces with a kicker for $840 on a Progressive, so that was fun. Instead of sharing all the boring details of the trip, I thought I would share a few tips with your listeners. Gambling tip, if anyone like myself enjoys the video Keno, particularly the caveman Keno, the best pay tables I have found, believe it or not, at the dollar level at the Cosmo. So you don't have to play at Sam's Town to get a really good deal. Plus, you get plenty of eye candy, great drink service, so check it out. Number two, a food tip. Everyone loves Gordon Ramsay. Everyone wants to go hang out at Hell's Kitchen, check out all the signature dishes, but it's crowded, and it's sometimes tough to get a reservation. Consider stepping inside Caesar's Palace and checking out the Gordon Ramsay Pub. Little more casual atmosphere, but you can still check out the Gordon Ramsay signature dishes like the Wellington, the braised short rib, the sticky toffee pudding. I did, and I enjoyed it. Definitely worth it if you want to go that way. Third, a show tip, and one I can't believe I'm sharing, but one from the Window Showroom at Bally's. Consider visiting Paranormal. I got a 2-for-1 when I checked in. I'm guessing you could get really good deals at the half-price ticket place. It is promoted as mind-reading magic, and I consider myself intelligent and skeptical, and yet I have no idea how this guy did it. He read my mind. It was an amazing show, afternoon show, so a great break in the action. Paranormal at Bally's. Finally, a room tip. If you can find it and book it, the Aria Studio Panoramic Suite is awesome. Got it for $185 midweek, which was a total bargain. Ended up on the 53rd floor. Just an amazing view. Great bathtub. You can sit and soak and watch the strip. And the most amazing toilet ever, but I'll spare you the details on that. In any case, thanks so much for your podcast. Always enjoy it. So hope these tips help, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for the report.
The toilets in the Aria suites have been well documented on this show.
Stuff of legend here in Five Hundy Land.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are familiar with the Toto washlet, of course. So many thoughts. Okay, so I'm wondering if maybe it's time for us to revisit, to do a try it again with the Gordon Ramsay pub. Because when it first opened, it sucked.
It did.
And I think it's getting better reviews now. And maybe it's worth, things shift because the steakhouse for a long time was one of our favorite restaurants.
Yeah.
And people, the reviews lately have been just shit.
Yeah. I'm reluctant to try it because it just sounds like service has gone so far downhill.
Yeah. Hell's Kitchen remains, you know, it hasn't been open that long, but that's been good. We've had good experiences there and it's gotten good reviews. But I'm wondering if maybe it's a thing we should try the pub again sometime.
Okay.
We'll see. It's a thought. Paranormal. I would be afraid. Well, no, I wouldn't be afraid. If I went to a mind reader show like this, I'm wondering if he would like read my mind and then say, you're thinking this is all complete bullshit.
Because
that's what I'd be thinking the whole time. That would be my fear.
You're thinking you don't want to be pulled up on stage because you hate audience participation.
That too. Yeah. I'm thinking I wish this guy would leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So thank you for the tips. We do appreciate it. Good call. We'd be playing Caveman Kino at Cosmopolitan.
No, I'm not a Kino gal.
Me neither. Cosmo Kino has been very popular amongst some of our Facebook group people. They've done very well there. I don't know.
Maybe if I'm not doing well at video poker and I just decide, hey, what the heck?
Yeah. Once every 5 years, I'll throw a few bucks in and try it. But it strikes me as so excruciatingly boring.
Mm-hmm.
That's my main issue with it. It's not even that the odds suck. It's that it's dull. At least with a slot machine, I'm moderately entertained by it.
Mm-hmm.
Kino, just, I find it really, really boring.
Huh.
I don't know. All right. Moving along to our next caller.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. It's Steve from Orange County.
Hello.
Giving you a trip report. Early June, went out to see Lady Gaga doing the jazz and piano show. As you know, it was a very nice show. Started out our trip at Planet Hollywood. Went over to Ellis Island hoping for better pay tables. Did the steak special over there, which is awesome. The beer is great. That new patio they've got, whenever it's going to be done, is going to be nice. Spur of the moment, did the Aces of Comedy with Dave Attell and Jeff Ross over at the Mirage. That was good. The opening act wasn't very good, though. But Dave Attell and Jeff Ross are funny. Anyway, next morning, went over to the Cromwell to take advantage of those 9973 pay tables on the video poker. And lo and behold, I hit a royal flush.
Yay.
So that was fun. Went over to Cosmo, went to the Chandelier Bar, and went up to Block 16 and did the Tekka Bar, the hand roll, which was awesome, and went to Lady Gaga. A note to listeners that they do not allow you to bring binoculars into the show, even though the jazz and piano show doesn't have lasers in them. That was the explanation, is that the lasers could get in the binoculars and blind a person or something. But anyway, that was kind of a surprise. We worked around that and enjoyed the show. Her mom was in the audience and her cousin and sister, so she was amped up, no doubt. But anyway, had a good time. Looking forward to getting back soon. And you guys take care. Thanks.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Bring binoculars? I mean, it is for, like, if you're seeing a show at a stadium, I guess, maybe, for far away. But I would never have even thought that anyone would do that at a Vegas theater show.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm wrong. I would imagine the whole laser thing is just a blanket. Like,
they,
rather than try to figure out which shows to allow and which not, if that were an issue, it's easier just to say not at all, because some shows, it could be an issue. Have no idea. I don't know if the laser thing is accurate or not, but that one stumped me. I didn't know that anyone was trying to bring binoculars in. They have video screens. I don't know why you would need them.
I want to bring those fancy opera glasses.
Well, that you could do. I would like to see. If you do that, I'll get a monocle.
All right.
We would be the fanciest people ever.
I don't think fanciest is the word.
Now I want to get a monocle. That would be hilarious. I'd be blind in one eye, but I'd be able to see through the monocle. Yeah. All right. Next up, we're going to hear from Corey again.
Hi, it's Corey from Seattle. I just returned from a 4.5-day trip to Las Vegas. I did survive drinking the toilet water, or at least I'm not going to blame that for the severe hangover I currently have after 4 days. Amazing 4 days, but I'm only going to focus on like roughly a little over 24-hour period. It is the greatest 24 hours I've ever spent in Vegas. It started on Friday night. My wife and I, Lori, went to the Westgate, where she went and saw Barry Manilow, one of her bucket list items, while I just hung out in the lounge and drank and watched a great lounge show there. Basically, a Beatles cover band called The Three. They were great, and they sounded awesome. But it was at the bar there, the lounge bar, where I met Charlene, who was a regular, who I guess has been going back since the days of the Las Vegas International and had stories of, you know, hanging out with Elvis. So how often do you get to do that in Vegas? Anyway, so after the show, we hung out with a bunch of people where we found out that Barry Manilow's band actually comes out and performs in the lounge. We didn't get to stick around for much of that, but it was very fun meeting a lot of the locals that hang out there. Moved on to the stage door. We got gloriously drunk and then woke up the next day, composed ourselves, and went off to the Golden Tiki. I believe I posted a very explicit Facebook review of the Golden Tiki. I stand by every word of it. We had several rounds of drinks there, and then moved on to a recommendation of a spa place just down the street called Fuck King Tom, where we shared some crab rangoon. I had some beef pho. She had some stir-fried noodles. Anyway, it was amazing. I recommend it. If you're going to be in the Golden Tiki, it's a great place to grab a bite to eat. Later that night, we went out to Caesar's Palace before we had tickets for Postmodern Jukebox, where my wife magically hit 3,100 on a machine on a single pull.
Nice.
She did not realize she was putting playing $25 a spin, but lo and behold, she did, and it was glorious. And then we went on to Postmodern Jukebox, where people have already talked about the show in great detail, so I'm not going to go into much more detail. I'll just say go. It's amazing. It's well-produced. The venue is perfectly used. It's just a little shy of 90 minutes. So, you know, it's a great little quick evening out. Post that show, we went off to Best Friend, where we enjoyed a couple boozy smoothie drinks. We ordered appetizers of tempura vegetables and koji tacos. They were great. But then the highlight of the night, we went and saw Brian Newman after dark at Nomad. I had bought the tickets about a week and a half out just when I saw that this event was even happening. And the tickets were just a little over $200 for taxes and fees. When we got there, kind of a clusterfuck getting in. But once we were in, the host had seated us at a table that was kind of opposite side from the stage area. And I thought, well, this is kind of unfortunate, but whatever, we'll make do. But then she made a comment of like, oh, no, no, these are really good seats, trust me. I'm like, okay, fine. As I was saying, security came by, and they also made a comment of like, oh, you guys have really good seats. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, last time she made an appearance, this is basically where she entered, and this is where she, you know, does a lot of her performing. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. And the show starts, and first off, I mean, Brian Newman is incredible. If you've ever seen Lady Gaga's jazz show, he's the trumpeter and band leader. He's incredible. The band is amazing. But pretty early on in the evening, we noticed that there's definitely a buzz going on. Like, it's very crowded. Security seems to be a little frazzled. The staff there seems to be very frazzled. It's getting very packed. And you pretty much know about three numbers in that you see her. Lady Gaga's in the house. You know, making the rounds, saying hi to people, you know, maybe took a moment to kind of give a quick dance with Brian as he was performing. And then, you know, Brian Newman says, hey, we have a special guest tonight I'd like to call up, Puddles Pity Party. So I don't know if you're familiar with Puddles, performs, I believe, at the Cleopatra's Barge, but kind of a Pagliacci clown type character, has this amazing voice. He comes up to 4 or 5 songs as part of the set. And then after that, there was a burlesque performer, Lady Miranda, or Miss Miranda, was incredible, did a couple numbers. Somebody by the name of Tommy London, who I don't know, but people seem to be excited, was called up on stage to perform a couple numbers. And then toward the end of the evening, sure enough, Lady Gaga was called up on stage. I performed, I don't know, 4 or 5 songs with Brian. you know, Lady Gaga. I mean, what can you say? It was incredible. But sure enough, I mean, they kind of take that space at Nomad. The would have all the booths that are kind of like back to back, creating a spine. They use that as their performance during like the later part of the show. And sure enough, there we are sitting right there at Lady Gaga and Brian Newman are performing. It's amazing. They performed until at least three. We finally had to call it at night about 3 a.m. when we tapped out and had to go home. But yeah, that's about 24 hours in Vegas. It was incredible. So I highly recommend go see Brian Newman next time he's doing a residency at Nomad. That's all I've got. Thank you. Goodbye.
That's an awesome review.
That is great.
What an amazing night.
Yeah.
That sounds like, well, there you go. That's that's an only in Vegas experience, and that's what you want, right?
Yep.
Oh, so cool. Well, thank you for sharing that with us, and thank you for, he posted a bunch of pictures on the Facebook group and stuff, and how you could see how close they were, and that's awesome. Very fun to hear about that. All righty. We've got some karma donations to thank folks for before we wrap things up today. Marty with a karma donation for a 40th birthday trip and World Series of Poker trip the last weekend of June. Good luck to you,
good
sir.
Luck and happy birthday.
Greg with a karma donation for a trip coming up today as we speak.
Yay.
A guy's trip and blackjack tournament at Harrah's. Even managed to get the infamous Pat Hoffert to come along. He's not calling him any names this time.
No.
Well, that's nice. And guess what? Karma donation from Pat for a much anticipated trip with his friend Greg. He said he's at least my friend when he's not using your podcast to call me names. Anyway, thanks for all you two do with the podcast and the Facebook group. Well, thank you, Pat.
Thank
and
you.
Greg. We appreciate that. Appreciate it. Hope you have a wonderful time. And I'm sure you'll be calling each other plenty of names in person. Longtime listener and supporter of the show, Baccarat Guy. Birthday trip happening, not to Vegas, but to the opening of Encore Boston Harbor, which is happening this weekend. And would love some super duper bonus motherfucker karma for that trip.
Nice.
Well, good luck.
Good luck.
We hope
happy
you have
birthday.
It. Our friends Chris and Damon from the UK. Karma donation for an upcoming annual boys trip to Vegas, 5 nights starting this week. Damon, Anthony, and Chris flying out, and Andy from Australia joining them. It's nice that Vegas is halfway for them.
Yeah.
Hope you guys have a wonderful time.
The first three guys are flying out from the UK and the other one from...
Yep.
Yeah.
Glenn with a karma donation in honor of... He said, I don't know what this means. In honor of our senior class, a.k.a. Chud's 50th birthday trip to Vegas, which is happening right now. Good luck to you, sir.
Awesome.
And to Chud. John, going to try a karma donation. Yeah, good luck. Headed to Vegas on June 28th. It's been a rough couple of recent trips.
Aww.
Good luck. We hope that things
yes,
turn around for you.
Around.
Sergio. Celebrating a move out of Nebraska. Well, that's worth celebrating. Mm-hmm. Going to Colorado. I think you got an upgrade, sir. Colorado is an awesome state.
Yeah.
Strategically built in some time between jobs to go to Vegas.
Nicely done.
Fucking doing it right, dude. Flying solo at Oasis tonight, then comped at Golden Gate for 2 nights before meeting my mom at Flamingo for some pool time. Well, that sounds like an awesome time.
Yeah.
Congratulations on the move. Good luck to you, and thank you very, very much yes. for your support of the show.
Thank you, everybody.
You guys are awesome. All right, 500bymidnight.com is our website. You can email us if you'd like, 500@gmail.com for Dear Tim and Michelle questions. You can find us both on Twitter. I am 500. She is Anita Martini. And, of course, that voicemail line available to you anytime is 702-866-9494. We always like to hear from you with your reviews, your thoughts, your observations from Vegas. Drunk dials, sober dials, whatever you got for us. As always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, calling, supporting the show. We do appreciate it. And we'll be back very soon with another show.
Bye-bye.
Bye.